Joining us right now, Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Revere High School. Lou, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Lou, you are number 14 in Division III right now, playing at Plymouth South on Friday night, and they are the number 3-seeded team in Division III, and this is a team that you have already played this year, so it's kind of a unique playoff situation, but not totally unique, but a little bit unique. So I guess first, what can you share with us about this game coming up on Friday night?
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely. It's a big rematch. We had them week two, and, you know, they beat us. They're obviously a very good football team. They're undefeated, 8-0, and we got to go up to Plymouth. We got our work cut out for us. It's funny, though, because a funny story, the head coach of Plymouth, Darren, when we were shaking hands, and this is a true story, as we're walking through, he said to me, "I'll see you in the playoffs." So it's, you know, kind of bizarre that we face each other again, and they've got a good team. They've got a great running back. They've got great receivers, a good quarterback, and they do a lot of good things. So we're gonna have to bring our A game to keep it close, which I hope we can do.
Well, that's interesting, Lou. But he didn't say, like, "I can see you winning the Mega Buck sometime later this fall, Lou." He didn't say that. You know what I mean?
But... True. Very true. But it was funny, though. I'll tell you that. Absolutely.
No, you.
What's going?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's going on with us right now? We're a little in the 30 years that I've been doing this, or 32 years. We're really banged up. We probably lost, no lie, and they're bad injuries, about 15 kids. And we've lost our captains, two of them. So we've got a lot of younger kids playing football, but they've been stepping up to the plate. And these injuries have happened to us earlier in the year. And these young kids have been playing really well, and they've kind of propelled us and pushed us in the playoffs. So we're kind of excited about that. But again, you know, when you play a real good team like Plymouth South, you know, it'd be nice if we had those guys, but obviously we don't. And like I said before, we got our work cut out for us.
Well, that is one of those things about football, I really almost at any level, but you can get injuries, guys come in and step up and do the job, but oftentimes in this case, you can't replace 15 players, Lou, can't you? Really can't.
No, it's been awful, Bill. I can't, it's one of those, and it's serious injuries, like broken bones, and I can't wrap my head around it. It's a tough year with that, but you know what? We'll be ready. We'll bounce back, and the kids are excited. It was one of our goals for the year, and, you know, the good thing is we accomplished it. We made the playoffs, and we'll be ready.
So just one more follow-up on the injuries. These are injuries that happened in games and against opponents?
Yeah, they happened early on. I lost my captain, Max Doucette, my Mike linebacker, and my offensive guy, very good player. And, he hurt his shoulder. Then the next week he broke his hand. Then he came back with that cast. And the next thing, he tore his ACL. So it was a number of different things. My starting wide receiver, Captain Don Boudreau, he broke his collarbone. He was out for the year. Our starting running back, Captain Dave Barreto, has had a hamstring injury. He's been playing minimal. He's played maybe two games, if that. And then a slew of other kids. You know, on both sides of the ball, one with a broken leg, you know, one with another ACL issue, fractures in ankles. I mean, the list goes on. It's just been crazy. So, You know, it's part, like you said, it's part of the game. And you know, if there's any good story to it, I will say that the younger kids did step up to the plate. And, you know, we got to 4-4, and here we are, the 14th seed. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's a good side to that, Lou. I don't think I was trying to say that. Yeah. No. Oh, man. But
we stuck together, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you had a Boudreau that played for you a few years ago. Is this the same kid or not? I mean,
that's his brother. Calvin was my quarterback with the 10-1 team.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So this is his brother, Dominic, real good wide receiver, and one of our lockdown corners. So Yeah, so we lost him 2 weeks ago. We're not going to get him back. We're a collarbone injury, which is too bad. So.
Well, let me ask you this, Lou. How do you look at Division III then? I'm sure you looked at the – I mean, maybe you looked beyond the bracket for your game on Friday night, but what's your takeaway on your look at Division III here?
Yeah, it's a great division. There's a lot of good teams. You know, obviously Milton's up top and North Attleboro. I saw Masconomet. I know they got a good team this year, but they're going against Wakefield. So there's a lot of great competition across the board, you know. But like I tell my kids, you never know. You got to play the game. You got to be prepared. And, you know, sometimes you never know. And so hopefully, you know, as far as we're concerned on Friday night, we're going up there with the attitude that we can, you know, knock this team off. It's going to be a tall task, but we played them before. We played them tough, and hopefully we can keep it close and do it again.
Yeah, I know you're not in the Northeastern Conference anymore, but I've seen Masconomet, and they were pretty tough against Danvers, I thought. But I was impressed with Danvers that night too, the night they went into overtime. But this Wakefield team, Lou, they've put together a pretty good season. They too are undefeated this year at 8-0. Yeah,
yeah. We watched some film on them because, you know, we didn't know who we were going to get. We didn't know where we were going to be as far as the seeding. So we went. We all watched film on Wakefield. We watched some film on Attleboro, and of course Plymouth South. And yeah, Wakefield big. They're big. They got some big boys, and they got a number of real solid skill players. From what we see on film. So they're going to be tough. I think they might give teams some fits, I think. So, but I think Milton, you know, I've seen them a little bit on film, and Steve's got them going, and they're all spread in there. Talk about athletes, he's got them. So it'll be interesting.
All right, Lou, final question or final opportunity for you. If you want to share anything more about Revere football, any notes on, again, any of the young kids that are stepping up for you here, or a final thought on Friday's game?
Yeah, absolutely. Proud of my kids, as always. You know, like I said, we achieved a big goal. That was to make the playoffs, and we did it. Some of my younger kids, Gio Wooded, my young tailback, he's had like 5 touchdowns in the last 3 games. Danny Howell, another sophomore, he's had 3 touchdowns in the last couple of games. And my quarterback, junior, Carlos Rizzo, he's been playing excellent for his first year quarterback, and probably my one of my strongest players on both sides of the balls, my captain, Jason Shosho. He's been an absolute beast on defense. He leads the team in tackles and sacks, and he's just been a great, great captain and a true leader on and off the field this year. So lucky to have those guys and happy to have a shot in the playoffs.
Well, Lou, good luck to you on Friday night. Thanks for joining us again tonight, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. So good luck Friday.
Sounds good, Bill. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yep, always a pleasure talking with you. There he is, Lou Ciccitelli, head football coach at Revere High School on MSONewsSports.com.